WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It would appear that politics figures into a decision to delay a tightening of federal air quality standards for smog.
The EPA's decision comes despite a recommendation by a scientific advisory panel to lower air pollution limits to protect public health. The decision means that one of the agency's most important air quality regulations will not be updated until after the 2024 presidential election. The decision avoids a potentially contentious election year battle with industry groups and Republicans who've complained about what they consider overly intrusive EPA rules on power plants, refineries, automobiles, and other polluters. Jeremy House, Washington.
Asked about it during a visit to Indonesia, Vice President Harris brushes aside concerns about President Biden's advanced age, the view held by many that he's too old for one of the most demanding jobs on the planet.
A recent AP North poll showed that 77% of Americans and 69% of Democrats think he's too old for a second term.
I see him every day. A substantial amount of time we spend together is in the Oval Office, where I see how his ability to understand issues and weave through complex issues in a way that no one else can to make smart and important decisions on behalf of the American people have played out.
Harris adds she thinks the American people ultimately want to know that their president delivers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Blinken is visiting Ukraine's capital, where he is expected to announce more than $1 billion in new American funding in a display of support for Kiev's fight with Russia. U.S. officials say Blinken aims to assess Ukraine's three-month-old counteroffensive. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 89 points, and NASDAQ futures are off 48 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's be frank, the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Strong ocean rip currents along the mid-Atlantic coast make for hazardous swimming conditions.
This comes in the aftermath of two hurricanes. Rip current warnings remain in effect from New York to North Carolina. Several deaths were reported and hundreds of other swimmers had to be rescued by lifeguards during the Labor Day holiday weekend. The National Weather Service urged swimmers to use extra caution and only swim in areas where lifeguards were present. Officials say that dangerous currents were spawned by the remnants of hurricanes Franklin and Idalia. John Scott reporting.
A Greek island ferry captain and three of his crew members facing homicide charges over the death of a tardy passenger. That passenger pushed by crew members into the sea as he tried to force his way onto the departing vessel. The incident was captured on video, and then it was shared on social media. That has caused anger all across the maritime country. News and analysis at townhall.com. Airbnb has stopped taking some reservations in New York. It comes as new regulations on short-term rentals take effect, resulting in big changes for travelers hoping to avoid the high cost of a hotel.
Under the new system, rentals shorter than 30 days are only allowed if hosts register with the city. Hosts must also commit to being physically present in the home for the duration of the rental, essentially sharing living quarters with their guests. And now, no more than two guests are allowed at a time. Families are effectively barred. Airbnb says any existing short-term reservation with a check-in by December 1st would be allowed to go forward, while those with check-in dates after that would be canceled and refunded. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
He's back behind a mask. No joke. since the First Lady tested positive for COVID-19, President Biden is once again wearing a face covering. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. The Door County Resort has been shut down following a building-wide fire there Tuesday afternoon. Firefighters arrived at Rowley's Bay Resort in Ellison Bay to find heavy smoke and flames coming from the basement and first floor of the building. Fire officials had to bring an excavation crew in to assist due to the size of the building and safety issues to firefighters caused by structural concerns. They added that the building had so many additions, multiple layers led to firewalls or smoke stops that slowed the fire. Departments from 3 counties, including all Door County fire departments, assisted in fighting the blaze. No staff, guests, or firefighters were hurt in the fire, the cause of which is under investigation. A state assembly task force will examine human trafficking in Wisconsin.
Co-chair Representative Jerry O'Connor says human trafficking in our state is a bigger problem than most realize.
And it is a difficult problem. Since the number of people that are involved as victims in human trafficking, this is also their pathway to just surviving.
The Fond du Lac Republican says the goal of the bipartisan panel is to craft legislation targeting those who take advantage of victims. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Former leader of a Wausau church has been handed a life prison sentence for sexually assaulting a teenage girl when he was already on the state's sex offender registry.
Delfino Figueroa, known as Pastor Ray to some, was found to have assaulted the victim several times beginning in 2014 when he conducted in-home visits with her father after a medical procedure. Investigators say the incidents occurred over several years, but the victim didn't come forward until late last year after her 18th birthday. Family members say they didn't know Figueroa was on the registry at the time of those incidents. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Two swimmers drowned in a northwest Wisconsin lake.
The victims are 2 18-year-old women from Blaine, Minnesota, says the Burnett County Sheriff's Office. Grace Ryan and Kyrie Shaw were swimming on Lipset Lake, located near Spooner, when they were reported missing late Friday afternoon. Their bodies were found in 15 to 20 feet of water after an extensive search. A third person was taken to the hospital but later released. Police say strong winds and choppy waves contributed to the drownings. I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Waukesha will finally be getting Lake Michigan water.
Waukesha's water supply has long been contaminated with radium, and the city has been seeking approval to use water from Lake Michigan since 2010. Since then, the city has built systems and pipes to buy water from neighboring Milwaukee and then return it to Lake Michigan through the Root River. The approval from the Department of Natural Resources comes just before a federal deadline to get the city's water up to code by this month. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Let's talk about the Price County Senior Dining Menu for Thursday tomorrow. Now, get those orders in by 1:30 today, please. They're all set for you tomorrow. Thursday tomorrow, we've got Italian beef on a bun. We got potato salad. We got baked beans. And we got fruit cobbler. Give them a call for any questions and order your meal. Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Stop in this Saturday, September 9th, between 8:30 and 6 to Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin for their Fall Container Planning Workshop. Let veteran owner Dave and his assistant Tanya help you create a beautiful fall display with tons of fall mums, purple fountain grasses, and annual accents like zinnias and marigolds. All yours to take home and enjoy. And while you're there, enjoy some delicious cedar crust ice cream on the beautiful Tangled Butterfly Terrace at the Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream's Fall Container Planning Workshop this Saturday at the greenhouses located off of Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Feel free to bring your own container or one will be provided for you.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary. Absolutely. Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467. And we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, mostly cloudy skies, some patchy fog possible early on, along with scattered showers and storms developing, our temperatures holding fairly steady. Winds out of the north at 5 to 15. Still lingering chance for some showers and thundershowers tonight, low of 48. Thursday, cloudy but dry in the upper 50s. Friday, good deal sunshine making a return up to 68. For Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. And then a chance for some scattered showers looking at to your Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, back to 65. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 63.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking some volunteer hunter education instructors. Becoming a volunteer instructor is a great way to give back to local communities and have a part in shaping the next crop of Badger State hunters. I'll tell you how to volunteer when we return, but first,
Is your yard ready for fall? Pick up the essentials during Fleet Farm's Fall Yard Prep. Get everything you need, like Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Lawn Food, on sale, $49.99. Get 5 bags of Scott's Triple Shred Mulch for just $10. And all poly tarps are 20% off. Plus, shop our wide selection of cleanup gear, like rakes, wheelbarrows, power equipment, and more. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
The Wisconsin DNR is seeking volunteers passionate about promoting safe, responsible, and ethical hunting practices to serve as certified hunter education instructors. Since the program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteer instructors have trained and certified more than 1 million hunters across Wisconsin. Their efforts have directly contributed to a significant decrease in hunting-related incidents. There are two ways to become a certified volunteer hunter education instructor. Interested volunteers can either serve as an apprentice under a sponsoring instructor for at least 2 complete courses or attend a certification training session hosted by a DNR outdoor skills trainer. For more information about becoming a volunteer instructor, visit the DNR's website. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Safety Instructor. Instructors must only teach one class every 3 years to remain certified. I'm Rob Dreesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out the late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe, going to flunk a school. Just to make the lousy bucks, got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Shows and the movies, get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing, still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. So bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up your face. That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had to big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really. Uno, two, three, what's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. Hey, what do you think you do? Hey, why you look so sad? Hey, it's a not so bad. Hey, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up, you face.
Just like that, another edition of Reality Radio begins here on a beautiful September morning. The heat moving out, a coolness moving in here. So we've got some more manageable weather, not quite as hot as we had over the weekend. We will chat. No Carl Klopotic. He's got a couple weeks off here. He's taking a little time off, so we won't have him in. But we have birthdays, anniversaries. If you got somebody celebrating, we'll certainly do those at 830-715-762-3221. We have special guests to start off the show today. We have Pastor Larry Tennant, who is with the Anchor of Truth Church, and Pastor Jason Thomas, who is with the Victory Christian Center, here to talk about some exciting news for folks in Phillips and the surrounding area. So good morning to both of you.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah,
good morning.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it very much. We have an event coming up Saturday that we'll talk about here in just a little bit. But let's talk first of all about the vision of the funds we're going to raise from this event and some of the visions that we're having for some real good positive things going on in Phillips. So let's talk about that, what we're kind of aiming toward here. Jason, if you would.
Sure. So this color run that we're having coming up is the proceeds will be split between two different ministries. So Northwoods Living Hope is a emergency shelter for women. And then His House of Hope is a men's drug and alcohol rehab facility that we're beginning to get launched. So we're not open yet. So that is the main purpose of this color run, is to raise funds for both of those ministries.
All right. So let's talk about Northwoods Living Hope, because it opened in, Larry, I think you said February?
February.
Yes, it opened. We talked a little bit about this a few months back. Some folks involved were in. So let's talk about that facility there right on Highway 13 in Phillips, and some of the positive, great things that have happened there. And people we've been able to help with that.
Yeah, well, it's been exciting. It's been a challenge for our people so far, for our volunteers. Mm-hmm. But we like to say it this way: we've had 7 women in the home so far, 1 child, and we've had over 400 safe shelter nights. So we're a safe facility, and we're just so appreciative to the community. We're appreciative to the support that we've had so far. Our success is, I think, has been phenomenal so far with helping abusive women, or just being a safe shelter for women and children.
Right. So it's a local place. Now, we've had shelters that we've promoted, of course, in the past that are kind of regional, but we have someplace right in Phillips where, mm-hmm, if there's an emergency situation,
yes, sir,
they can go to, just snap of a finger, we can get them there, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. And it's right on Highway 13 in Phillips, and we'll talk more about how people can support that if they want to. So let's talk about the next step here now, and the future, and the other venture that you mentioned, Jason. Talk more about that if you can.
Sure. So His House of Hope is something that God put on my heart several years ago, not really knowing how to even get it launched. So over the course of the last, I'd say probably 8-9 months, we began to come together as ministry leaders within our community. So currently we have 4 different churches that are partnering together to get this ministry launched. So it's not out of one particular church. It's a standalone ministry that anyone in the community, or anywhere for that matter, can support to kind of help change the dynamic of our county. I'm a jail chaplain, so I meet lots of individuals on a weekly basis that are struggling with drugs and alcohol addiction. That became a huge burden in my heart to see that change for our county. And as I talk to law enforcement and other personnel, they believe, as I do as well, that if we're able to get ahead of this with the drugs and alcohol dependency, it would absolutely change the dynamic of our county. Most of the individuals are being incarcerated or in trouble are dealing with drugs and alcohol on a personal level or indirectly, one or the other. So that's kind of what we've been going for. So this facility that we're opening up, it's going to change our county. So it's going to be an 8-bed facility. So we can house 8 guys at a time. It'll be always manned by somebody. Someone will be there on the premise at all times to kind of help with supervising part of it. But it's not just drugs and alcohol that we're helping with. It's going to be everything that they're dealing with in life, whether that be parenting skills, financial skills, work ethic, those kind of things that after they graduate this program, and we're aiming for about a 9-month program total, after they graduate from the program, they're ready to take on life and stand on their own 2 feet. It's faith-based through and through. So every single day they're going to be just met with the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's the power that sets people free. So that's one of the things that we're excited about. And as I talk to more individuals in the county, including those that's in law enforcement, we can see this is absolutely going to change the dynamic of our region for a very long time.
I would guess one of the challenges living in rural America here, and you, maybe you see it, and maybe that's why you're doing it, is that people who have drug and alcohol problems, a lot of times if they want to get help, there is some available, but if they want to go to a facility like you're talking about, right. A lot of times it involves relocation.
It does.
And leaving the area, maybe leaving the family, and that's tough.
It is.
That's really tough.
Yeah. So I've had several guys in our church and even throughout my different areas of ministry that we had to ship them off to either Eau Claire, Hope Gospel down there. They have a wonderful program down there. House of Hope over in Hayward is also a great program. Great results from both of those programs. However, like you said, they leave their community, you know, and I think there's much value into seeing the rehabilitation of a man in his entire life as we walk through this program and seeing the life changes. So it's not like they come back a changed guy and you're like, is it really changed? We're watching it, we're witnessing, and we're part of that transformation. You know, the local churches can be involved in different levels to help with this transformation, to see these guys plus their families. You know, I mean, the drugs doesn't just affect one individual. It's a ripple effect that affects, you know, wives, children, families, and the community. You know, I mean, I couldn't think about how many different businesses that are struggling right now trying to get workers because of people that are addicted to a substance of some sort. So this is just trying to help change, you know, not just one person's life, but this whole region.
Yeah, and you being, you know, a jail chaplain, you see it, I'm sure, and I have conversations, too, with people in the law enforcement, that high percentage of people that come through our court system, their problem is drug-related.
Absolutely.
It's shocking how much they deal with that
right. In
the court system. So this is a way for people who are having problems here in Price County, right, the courthouse right there, to just have a facility right there and an option to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about the event on Saturday. So we're having an event Saturday to kind of kick off and raise some funds to kind of get this thing going. So what's going on Saturday?
Go ahead, Larry.
Go, Larry. Go, Larry.
Well, it's called a fun color run. Saturday, we're going to be meeting down at the Illini Park. Elk Lake Park, and it's not just a run, it's a walk. So okay. we're asking everybody to come out, bring their kids out, bring your kids out. We put a white shirt on them, and actually we're going to be through the walk. They'll be colored. They'll be sprayed down with some paint. It's mm-hmm. very washable. It's doable. Yeah. It's yes. And we're doing this. We've hooked up together with the ministries, and this is something that we are showing the community. It's our first fundraiser that we've done so far, and we're excited about it.
Okay. So what time is it going to start on Saturday? Where are we starting this?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay. And the location again?
The Elk Lake Park.
Right at the Elk Lake Park. Okay. So if people want to come down, have a little fun, and get this process going. Now, if anyone's interested, maybe there's somebody listening right now who's retired. Maybe they got who knows what they got going on. Maybe they got a couple of bucks they can spare. What a great way to give back
right.
to our community, because we do fundraisers like this, which all help. But as you know, and many people know, that when you're going to do something like this, it's always those people that step forward that are able to really, really, really give something special to make it happen. So if there's somebody listening out there, a business person or whoever, who would like to financially support this, they can get a hold of what? Either one of you?
Yeah, either one of us. Because we are two separate ministries, they can give a hold of either one of us. Northwoods Living Hope, they have their own website. I'm not quite sure. What's your website, Larry?
It's Northwoods Living Hope.
Okay. All right. Just Google it. It'll just be right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right.
And then His House of Hope, Phillips.org is our website. So it's really easy to find. You can click directly on the link there and give online. Or if you'd like you said, come to the day of the event. We'll have a donation jar there. If they want to run or participate, be there at 9 o'clock for registration, early registration, and then we'll launch the run at 10.
All right. And if you don't want to be sprayed down by the paint, Larry, they could pay a couple of extra bucks. You won't spray them.
Absolutely.
Right? Exactly. All right. What a couple of great, not only the facility that already exists, as people know, I mean, for years, we had a fundraiser for the Embrace Shelter, the Timeout Shelter, mm-hmm. and did so much good work. And I just see so much of this continuing with this to another level, right. getting a shelter right here in our county in Phillips for those in need, not only who are abused, but are having drug problems. And so it's the next step toward giving people a little better quality here, right? Mm-hmm. Giving them some options. So Pastor Jason Thomas with the Victory Christian Center and Larry Tennant with the Anchor of Truth Church. So you can contact either one of them if you have any questions. So, all right. Anything else? Anything we missed?
Yeah. Right. You could just go online, again, Northwoods yeah. Living Hope. And we have a needs list there, too, which okay. Really spells it all out. And, again, we appreciate it. We thank you for having us on.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. We've got more of Reality Radio coming up at 8:31.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at alignprobiotics.com.
Freeze Firewood reminds you that summer is quickly coming to an end here and fall's right around the corner. Now, maybe you're not ready to give up on those fun summer times yet. Maybe you didn't quite get everything in that you had hoped for. Well, don't spend those beautiful fall days stacking firewood and clearing up all the mess. Let Freeze Firewood drop off your season's supply of firewood in weatherproof bulk firewood bags. No need to spend your time stacking and then cleaning up all the mess. Spend your time enjoying all that fall has to offer and grab your firewood straight out of the bag come winter. Call Freeze Firewood, 715-567-0616. 567-0616. Freeze Firewood on Little Chicago Road, Phillips.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America NA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, mostly cloudy skies, some patchy fog possible early on, along with scattered showers and storms developing, our temperatures holding fairly steady. Winds out of the north at 5 to 15. Still lingering chance for some showers and thundershowers tonight, low of 48. Thursday, cloudy but dry in the upper 50s. Friday, good deal sunshine making a return up to 68. For Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. And then a chance for some scattered showers looking at to your Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, back to 65. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 64.
It is.
Turn that bottle up.
If you like songs about dive bars, good friends, and big trucks, found the right station.
98Q Country.
All right, let's do some birthdays here. Joel and Austin, and hang on, we're just dealing with some technical stuff here.
We're okay? Playing with stuff live on air.
All right. Birthdays, we got a local. What do you got there?
You got an anniversary.
You wrote it, you read it. Here we go.
Jake and Jackie Mann celebrating their 15-year anniversary.
All right. From the family. Today.
Happy anniversary.
All right. We got like left and right channels just like bouncing around doing whatever they want right now.
Yeah, so sorry anybody who's listening right now and thinks they might be going deaf in 1 year. You are not.
Apologize if you're freaking out. Here, you read a couple of those first birthdays. Let me adjust something here. You go ahead.
Go ahead. Got it.
Knock yourself out.
Let's see here. I don't need that page. That's blank.
All right.
All righty. We have Pippa Middleton, the younger sister of an English royal. Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, who is married to Prince William. She's 40 today. Naomi Harris, 47. Well, she was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Actress Oscar. I can speak.
Say that 10 times fast.
For Moonlight in 2017. Her other movies include Spectre, Southpaw, Mandela Long Walk to Freedom, Skyfall, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, and At World's End and Miami Vice. She is 47 today.
All right. Sounds good.
Let's see here. Chris Christie is 61 today. The former New Jersey governor sought the Republican presidential nomination in 2015.
He's running again.
Is he?
He is. He's running again. He was in the, whatever the original debate was. He was there.
Wow.
Okay, he's still
we'll
there.
We'll see how that one goes.
If at first you don't succeed.
I guess so.
Just keep running, I guess.
Just keep running eventually.
Yeah, you might get it, yeah.
We have Mark Chestnut. He's 60 today. We have no information on that man.
Country artist. He was big back in the 90s, even into the 2000s. I think he still tours, does some stuff. So pretty big country artist, yeah.
We have Idris Elba? Yeah, one of those.
Sure.
English actor director from TV's Luther and the Wire, Nelson Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, the Thor movies, and Avengers Age of Ultron, Prometheus, Takers, Pacific Rim, Beasts of No Nation. Uh-huh. They are 51 today.
Uh-huh. All right.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, hang on. I got a little, maybe one of my favorite Jeff Foxworthy comedic clips of all time. He's had some pretty good stuff. But
people hear me talk, they automatically want to deduct 100 IQ points. Because apparently the Southern accent's not the world's most intelligent sounding accent. You know, and to be honest, I mean, none of us would want to hear our brain surgeon say, all right, now what we're going to do is saw the top of your head off, root around in there with a stick, and see if we can't find that dad burn clot. He like, no thanks, I'll just die, okay?
All right, so of course, he was part of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
He was, Blue Collar TV, and he also had the Jeff Foxworthy Show.
Right. And yes. So you had him, you had Bill Engvall, you had Ron White, and Larry the Cable Guy.
Good old Larry.
Yeah. So what I liked most about Foxworthy and Bill Engvall is that they were clean. Mm. They were very clean comedy. Ron White, not so much. Larry the Cable Guy, definitely not so much if you've seen him in concert. But Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, pretty clean family stuff. And I've always respected Jeff Foxworthy for doing that, for not going down the slimy road.
So. Mm-hmm. He is 65 today.
All right. All right.
Let's see. We have Michael Winslow, actor, comedian, Police Academy, 63. Joe Smith, Sawyer Brown, 66 years old. Jane Curtin, the actress in Coneheads, TV's Kate and Allie, and Third Rock from the Sun. Oh, Third Rock from the Sun. That's a good show.
It is. Also, that was with Jonathan Lithgow.
So I believe that was his name. Yeah.
Yeah. Just the bizarre. Several years ago, I stumbled upon it and I watched it a little bit. And it's just such a bizarre, almost like an English type comedy.
Yeah, and it's just such a fun show too. Yeah, it's so weird that it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Good show.
Jane Curtin, 76 today.
All right.
And there's Swoozie Kurtz, the actress in Dangerous Liaisons.
Dangerous Liaisons. French. Northern Wisconsin people trying to talk French.
Let's give it the American pronunciation. Yeah. Got liaisons.
The French Canadians are listening or like, whatever.
And that's when the invasion began.
Wait a minute. Did I miss a memo here?
don't worry about it. You'll find out eventually.
Breaking news, civic media being invaded by Canada.
They decided to peacefully protest instead.
Yes, good. Good plan. Good plan.
Swoozie Kurtz, 79 today.
All right.
Mel McDaniel does not have an age.
Yeah, country classic, stand-up, many others. Louisiana Saturday Night, I believe he did.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a good, very good country artist.
Oh, they do give an age. He unfortunately passed away of cancer on March 31st, 2011 at 68.
Thought we lost him, yeah. Big Old Brew, he had that song here.
Yep.
Louisiana Saturday Night, I think it was.
And Stand Up, Anger and Tears.
Yep.
And the chart topper, Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Okay. All you got?
That might be it.
All right, so local birthdays, anniversaries, we do them each weekday morning at 8:30, and then Friday we give away a free cake courtesy of the bakery department.
And always remember, our cake tax is in effect.
Yes. Only actually been... only one person listened to us is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so, Paul, we remember you.
Paul Klepak, you'll always be forever in our sweet tooth.
We'll put you on our wall of fame.
Sweet tooth.
The Paul of fame, if you will.
The Paul of fame, yes. We have a couple special guests coming up. We have, I believe, our AD for Shawamigan, Darren Patterson, will join us. And we have our the return of our Phillips reporter, Ileana Winter, who is a senior, I believe, now at Phillips High School. And she's going to join us at 9 o'clock, and she will do weekly updates, as her schedule allows, of stuff going on at the Phillips High School. So all that coming up. We got the Farmer's Market, of course. Today, the Farmer's Market will continue through October, usually the first, second week of October it runs. And it's at Crisis Servant Lutheran Church, 2 to 5:30 today. And this week at the Farmer's Market, you're seeing some of that fall stuff come in now. We got the spaghetti squash. Ooh, spaghetti squash. Is that like ragu spaghetti squash? Or, I'm not sure what... Anytime you say spaghetti, I don't care what you put after it. I'm showing up.
Sold right there.
Sold.
You had me up. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti squash, acorn squash, and other squashes. I never realized there was so many squashes until I started volunteering at the food pantry here for the last couple years. And the squashes, people come in and they donate their squashes, which is great. And people would ask me, what kind of squash is that? And I would look at them and I would say... It's a squash. What else do you want?
It's the solid kind.
But there are different, definitely distinct flavors of the different types of squash. They got corn. They got raspberries. We got apples. Lots of apples. Boy, if you had apple trees this year, pretty sure that you got apples everywhere. A friend of mine from over in Green Bay is just continually selling bags of apples to feed whatever it is, deer or whoever eats the apples. He's just got apples everywhere. So I think it was a good year for apples. Watermelon, cantaloupe, garlic, got potatoes. This is always a magical time of the year when you finally get to put the pitchfork in the ground and dig up the potatoes. the magical food that grows below the ground for so long, and then finally, we have no idea what's going on down there.
It's all fun and games till you find a rotten one. You never want to see another potato again in your life.
You put the old pitchfork in there, and then occasionally you might get a potato with the pitchfork, but usually not.
That's fine. They'll be fine.
Yeah, and store them for the winter, fine. White and red potatoes. We got cucumbers. We've got burpless cucumbers. It's always nice. I don't know if it's sponsored by Tums or what's going on there, but the burpless cucumbers. Zucchini, my weapon of choice in a produce death match, cage match. Green beans, green and red bell peppers. Now, hang on here. In our produce, our great produce battle, if you could somehow pin down your opponent and force green and red bell peppers into their mouth. But then again, we said no physical contact, right?
Yeah, no physical contact. Those things would get messy real quick.
So how could you get your opponent to consume a pepper without actually forcing them to, I guess?
I mean, if you have really good aim.
Or say, hey, Kit Kat. Maybe they got bad vision.
I steal their glasses, hand them a pepper. Hey, it's a Kit Kat.
Hey, it's a Kit Kat. Ooh. I mean, everybody hears Kit Kat. They don't even usually look. They just grab it and eat it. So we got tomatoes. We got onions. We got Angus beef. We got, this is, by the way, at the Farmer's Market here in Park Falls, local honey and maple syrup, too. And you can also purchase and enjoy a wide variety of baked goods down there, too. Lots of real good stuff down there, breads and rolls and more than 10 varieties of jams, jellies. There's farm-fresh eggs, kohlrabi. They got beets, carrots, cabbage, eggplant, herbs, Swiss chard, celery, cherry tomatoes, dill, and pickles, and also freeze-dried foods, perfect for when you're traveling or you're camping. A variety of canned goods, salsa at the Park Falls Farmers Market. They even got flowers and all kinds of plants down there. So thank you again to the Forward Bank and North Woods Community Credit Union and North Lakes Community Clinic for your support of this event at the Park Falls Farmers Market. 2 to 5:30 today at Crisis Servant Lutheran Church, right on Highway 13 here.
We're starting to see more of the launcher style of vegetables, but the handhelds are still dominating.
That's right. That's right. Handhelds are still... I know we got pumpkins. I know there are pumpkins, but I think Some people are still holding out just a little bit because we want the pumpkins to last until Halloween. So if you pick them too early, then they're going to get soft by mid-October. So I think people are holding on. Then you always have, of course, that one pumpkin that's like 2,000 pounds. That, you know, I don't even want to know what's going on, how that happened.
Could live inside the thing.
Yeah. Could be a movie about that, yeah.
Like James and Giant Peach style?
James and the Giant Pumpkin. Work on that. Got it?
Every piece of land has a story. For the Nelsons, it's cruising around their Montana ranch on a John Deere Gator XUV 835R. With 3,000 acres, there's plenty of work to do.
We're not afraid to jump in and help each other out.
That's how they've kept their ranch going for five generations.
It's all about efficiency.
Like teaching visitors to fly fish.
The whole joy with fly fishing is matching the hatch.
Run with us on a Gator XUV 835R and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Tired of the 9-to-5 grind? Looking for something different that's flexible, fulfilling, and pays well? How'd you like to get paid to work out? Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification.
There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. And once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Trainers can make as much as $200 an hour. Yes, I said $200 an hour. And with ISSA, you can be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text Benz to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online.
Pursue your passion in specializations like yoga, nutrition, or strength training. Live life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Start your own business, work at a gym, or make health and fitness your side hustle. Whatever works for you. Just don't wait.
Get started today and be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text Benz to 323232 right now to get started for free. Text the word Benz to 323232. Text Benz to 323232.
All right, we'll get an update on what's going on with the Phillips School with Ileana Winter in a little bit here. I think our AD Darren Patterson may join us. He's in school now, so he's actually got a deal with kids and stuff, so we'll work around his
schedule. Sending our condolences his way.
Yeah, we'll be hanging around till 10 here this morning. Might play a little music in the 9 o'clock hour, but we do have a special event coming up this Sunday. This Sunday, the Honor Flight Breakfast is happening at Goebel's South Fork Bar and Grill. Sunday from 8 a.m. to noon. All the money raised is going to go to help fund the Honor Flight. We've had many people from Price County in our area that have been able to take a part in that, flying out to Washington, D.C. to see all the memorials out there. So this will be in Lugerville on Sunday, $10 a plate. 5 and under, Austin, this time. 5 and under are getting in free this time.
Oh, God, the freeloaders are expanding.
He said it. That's Austin.
You were thinking it, and you Austin. Laughed.
We got to get you a Civic Media email so people can email you directly. We got pancakes. We got French toast. We got sausage, hash browns, scrambled eggs, and homemade cinnamon rolls. We'll have raffles. Everybody welcome that Sunday. If you want to support the Honor Flight, great way to do it. 8 to noon, South Fork Bar and Grill, Goebel's in Lugerville. $10 a plate on that, unless you're 5 and under. And then what Austin said. St. Francis of the Northwoods. St. Francis fundraiser is having a big event at Northwoods in Fifield. This will be Wednesday the 20th. So a couple of weeks away, but we want to let you know about it. Wednesday the 20th from 4 to 7. They got ham, scallop, potatoes, veggie, dessert, coffee. For $12, you can join them for a delicious meal and support St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. That's Wednesday the 20th at Northwoods in Fifield. I was surprised to learn that Lambeau Field is one of the more expensive places to go see a Packer game.
Is it?
Especially ticket-wise. I saw one site that said the ticket prices were like in the top 10, and then I just recently got an email that said to go to Lambeau Field, the average cost of a ticket is the third highest in the, or soon will be. First highest, it isn't even close. I'm talking about Las Vegas. If you want to go see an NFL game in Las Vegas, it's going to cost you, on average, about $470 a ticket.
Just take out a loan at that point.
Yeah. The next closest is San Francisco, which is $200. Now, take in mind, people in Las Vegas, you got people coming in from all over the world, and they got a one-time shot, some of them, to see an NFL game, mm-hmm. so they're willing to pay a lot more.
Wisconsin Emergency Alert System. In the event of an emergency, this system would bring important information to you. This test is now concluded.
Well, that was fun. Our monthly emergency alerts.
Now that our ears have been thoroughly blessed.
So we apologize for that. So the cost of going to a game at Lambeau Field for the ticket anyway is up there. It's up there quite a ways.
Makes me happy to not be a sports fan.
Well, it saves you money anyway.
Well, no, it doesn't. I still spend it elsewhere.
It's getting harder and harder to even watch your sports team anymore because everything is... I've talked about this for years in the morning show that professional sports is all going toward pay-per-view. And it already is. If you want to watch Brewers right now, you have to have Bally's, which requires you to have cable or DirecTV mm-hmm. that you have to pay for. You can have the Bally's app, which is like $20 or $30 a month. So there's no more free Brewer games on TV.
Takes the fun out of it.
But on radio, right here.
Then
pick up a radio for a quarter at your local garage sale, and you're here. You're here the rest of the way.
Absolutely. I found a radio for free on the side of the road.
Yeah, so we're still free. And NFL is leaning toward that. The National Football League still has their Sunday games, which you can get with rabbit ears if you're close enough to a bigger market, which we're generally not here. But for the most part, you can watch Sunday games for free. But if you want to watch the Packers on ESPN, which is Monday night, you have to have cable or have satellite. If you want to watch the Packers on Thursday night, you got to have an Amazon Prime membership to watch that. And there's rumors of more of that pay-per-view for the NFL coming. But for the most part, you can still watch your NFL team most of the games for free. But again, here,
quote unquote,
we're 40, 45 miles away from a TV tower here mm-hmm. in Rhinelander, Wausau. So if you're putting rabbit ears on top of your TV, you're going to get one station, and that's the public TV. That's
it's probably going to be PBS.
That's all you're going to get because public TV is right there, the tower. But you're not going to get the other channels. So technically in our area, it's not free.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how many gymnastics you do on top of your roof, you're not going to be getting any of the stations.
You can still go down, of course. It's a great way to go down to your local establishment. Maybe have a burger, have a beverage of your choice. Yep. You can watch the game.
Hang out, watch the game, chat with others that are watching the game, or collectively get mad at the refs.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. Collectively, there you go. So you don't feel that as weird. Today is the final day they're collecting stuff for the back-to-school supply program. So today is the day to drop off any of your school supply stuff at Dollar General here in Park Falls, the American Legion, Park Falls Building Supply, CarQuest, Super One, Napa, the Park Mall has a drop box, and they'll be picking those up later today or tomorrow. The True Value Store and the Park Pharmacy, along with the Park Falls Library, they all have drop locations. And again, that ends today here for the back-to-school supply. Everybody is back to school. Except for Austin, he's not going back to
school. I refuse to go back.
College kid. Ooh, college kids.
I serve my time. You're not getting me back alive.
And he says that with the most endearing of sarcasm. Cheesecake. Let's talk cheesecake and pie sale. St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba is having their big pie sale. And pickup date is coming up this Saturday. There's a drive-through pickup. If you want to order your pie ahead of time, the deadline, I don't think, has come and gone. You can call them at 474-3477. Support St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba and get yourself a pie or a cheesecake. 715-474-3477 is your number on that. We are still going to talk Phillips Schools. I'm hoping that we can hook up with Mr. Patterson, our AD for Shawamigan here, some point here during Reality Radio.
Are you thinking about growing corn, soybeans, or wheat next year? A margin protection plan could be for you. Margin protection is area-based coverage that helps protect your margins from increased input costs or falling commodity prices. When that happens, a county-level estimate is used to determine a payment amount. To find out if margin protection is available in your area, contact your local Ag Country office before September 30th. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, mostly cloudy skies, some patchy fog possible early on, along with scattered showers and storms developing, our temperatures holding fairly steady. Winds out of the north at 5 to 15. Still lingering chance for some showers and thundershowers tonight, low of 48. Thursday, cloudy but dry in the upper 50s. Friday, good deal sunshine making a return up to 68. For Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. And then a chance for some scattered showers looking at to your Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, back to 65. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 64.
We'll do a little news in just a little bit, a new segment to Reality Radio. We'll see how long it lasts. A segment called Who's the Bigger Nut Job? So that's coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. Stick around for that. Austin is very intrigued, but he doesn't need to know what we're going to do. But he is very intrigued. The Lewis A. Koenig Research Center, that's the new building they've been working on in Fifield, right next to the big museum there. They've been doing that to store additional documents. They're kind of running out of space for some of the stuff. So, and you can go in there, and I got to get in there because they really are doing some cool things in there. So the Price County Historical Society is having their official ribbon cutting. Ooh. On Saturday the 16th, a week from Saturday, a little program, a little ribbon cutting, and that'll be in Fifield Saturday the 16th, starting at 1 o'clock. They'll have refreshments to follow, and you're further invited to come early and tour the museum, which will be open from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. ahead of the event. So it's a great time for you. You know you're going to have folks there who have been involved in putting it together. The board of directors will be there. The and other dignitaries will be there Saturday the 16th in Fifield at the museum.
So it's like a fun time.
It is a really cool museum. I haven't been in there in a few years.
I don't think I've ever been in there.
But there's just some great history in there. I just absolutely love the old photos of Fifield. That Fifield was the biggest town in Price County for years. And just the old photos of the main street of Fifield and stuff is just so cool. I love it. We got our featured pet of the week with Catkins. Sarah is a mixed breed puppy, about 40 pounds. Now, we have a picture of a pet on the front page of 98qcountry.com. I'm trying to figure out how to change that. I can't right now. So just there's a pet right on the front. So
bear
just
with us.
Left click. It'll take you to the Catkins webpage. And you can see Sarah and a whole bunch of the cats that are cats and dogs that are up for adoption at your local Catkins animal shelter. They are a no-kill facility. They take in pets from all over. And I'm not sure if they've gotten any of the Texas pets that have come in, but they hang on to them until they find a home. And they got foster people too that take in pets if they're overflowing, mm-hmm. and then are able to find homes. So if you would like to help out with Catkins financially, or maybe volunteer your time a little bit, they can always use help. You can give them a call. Go to the catkinsrescue.org website for all the information on that.
I can never be a foster parent. I would get way too attached.
Yeah, it can be addicting.